RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights, from backyard jams to sold-out arenas. There's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Coca-Cola. For the big, for the small, the short, and the tall. Peacemakers, risk takers. For the optimists, pessimists. For long distance love. For introverts and extroverts. The thinkers and the doers. For old friends and new. Coca-Cola, for everyone. Pick up some Coca-Cola at a store near you.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Monday, December 29th, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And it is a victory Monday. And you know what? I'm going to be honest. I thought on the postgame pod, I was maybe a little too negative. And not like, I didn't do it intentionally, but I do think the offense did not play well in this game. But I'll tell you this, and I think this is part of the benefit of being in Buffalo and being around the team. When I got to the locker room, I sensed an excited team. I sensed a team that was proud of the fact that they went into Buffalo and won the game. I'm not saying they thought on the offensive side of the ball they played great or anything like that. But I do think, once again, this is a team that knew they were underdogs. To be honest, some of them knew I picked against them. And they were excited about the win. I mean, that was a battle, like battle it out win by the team. And it's not exactly like the win over the Baltimore Ravens last year, because the win over the Baltimore Ravens last year was more impressive. They scored more points. They were better on offense. They controlled the clock more. They dominated that entire fourth quarter. Very different than what we saw in Buffalo. But a similarity is this. They went into the home stadium of a team that is likely or viewed as one of the favorites in the AFC, a team that is battle-tested, a team that has won in the playoffs. They've not won as much as the Eagles, but they've battle-tested. Top five quarterback in the NFL, dominant running game, tough environment, and they were the tougher team. They were the team that made fewer mistakes. They were the team that went in and won the game. And so while, yes, I do think they need to play better offense, we're going to talk about that. I do think the running game was disappointing. No question about it. They were the better of the two teams. Like, for as poor as you might think Jalen Hurts have played, I mean, you know, no completions in the second half, certainly not ideal. Like, the two biggest mistakes in that game that were made by Josh Allen. The fumble, right, that early on that pretty much directly led to an Eagles touchdown, and the missed pass at the end of the game. Like, those were the two biggest mistakes. Jalen didn't make a mistake that cost him the game, because once again, Jalen's team won the game. So I do think it's important throughout the week to talk about where they need to get better, talk about how the offense was disappointing. It did feel like a step back for the offense. But It's still a victory Monday. It was still a good win. They're 11-5. If they play their starters next week, I don't think they will. We'll see. But like, they could end up with 12 wins on the season. And a 12-5 season after what they've been through, two different losing streaks, multiple times where it felt like this could be like 2023, they have certainly rebounded and maybe not playing their best football and offense anymore, but as a team playing really well heading into this. So now that I got that little opening rant over with, let's get into the podcast. So on the schedule for today, Nick Sirianni scheduled to speak at 3:15. I'll be honest, I'm recording this prior to the end of the Chicago-San Francisco game, but he will be asked, you know, how that result impacts what he's going to do. So that will be today around 3:15. They move the time around sometimes, so keep alert if you want to follow it live. But if you can't, I'll have all the stuff on the daily pod for you on Tuesday. So Nick Sirianni, 3:15. The injury report. The Eagles got out of it pretty healthy, and there was a few moments where it looked like it might be tight. Lane Johnson obviously didn't play. We'll talk about him throughout the week. We'll see if he even practices this week, but that's the big injury to keep an eye on this week. But the two players that at one point looked like they might be hurt, Jalen Carter went into the medical tent at one point, came back into the game, all seems good with him. We talked to him after the game. It seems like he feels great. We're going to have a whole section on Jalen Carter in this pod. And then Jalen Phillips was the scary one. He's the one that went down, no contact. The trainers come out to the field. He limps off, but he came back in the game. And talking to him afterwards in the locker room as well, you know, I think that he's in a good place too. So they make it out of it pretty healthy. You never know what bumps and bruises might show up the day after. So it'll be something to monitor. But this team has its health going into the postseason, and that'll be something they'll have to consider when they decide what to do with this upcoming game on Sunday. So the injury report, pretty good. All right, let's get into this game. Let's get into this win by the Eagles. So the Eagles win the game. They move to 11-5, but they only win it 13-12. And as we know, the first half, not so good. But like I said, afterwards in the locker room, there was some real excitement about the win. So Nick Sirianni, he comes into the postgame press conference, sits down. First question I asked him was, how do you balance winning a game where you're excited versus the offense not doing so well? And here is what Sirianni had to say about that.
Leaving a game like that where offense probably wasn't as well, you still come out with a win. How do you feel after that?
You got to give yourself points when you win football games. There's always things to clean up when you come out of a football game. But if you come out of a football game where you win on the road again in a hostile environment, man, they got really good fans against a really good football team that's had the sustained success that we have. Like if you come out of this and you're just thinking about all the negative things that happen, that makes for a miserable existence. We'll get there. We'll get to what we need to clean up. And, you know, really good first half by the offense, not a great second half, and a lot of different reasons why.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm never gonna. Winning's hard in this league, and I'm always gonna enjoy a win. And then I'm going to be really hypercritical on myself first and foremost, and then the rest of the guys after that, and the coaches. So, yeah, you feel great.
So, you know, the expression, you're going to have a miserable existence if you don't enjoy the win. It almost feels like you could take that exact quote from Nick and put it after so many of the wins this season, right? And they do enjoy the wins. Like, they truly do. I think in 2023, they weren't enjoying wins. I think they've made a concerted effort this year to make sure that they enjoy the wins. And because of that, I think it's helped them not collapse. Now, we can feel however we want to feel about the fact that maybe they're not playing their best football and they're still happy they won. You can feel however you want to feel. The media can feel whatever. I'm just saying, in that locker room, it seems to be working for them. So even after, you know, again, the locker room was celebratory. I saw players and coaches walking out of the locker room towards the bus, like in good spirits, excited that they won. And I think it's important that they do feel that way. Now, that being said, the offense was not very good. So you look at the offense on the day, 3 of 13 on third down, only 190 total yards. Buffalo had 331 yards. So, you know, not double it, but they certainly had substantially more yards than the Eagles had. The average yards per play, only 3.5 for the Eagles. The running game was really what was disappointing. The running game, only 3.5 yards per carry for Saquon Barkley, 3.6 to be exact, 19 carries for 68 yards. Never really got it going, right? In the first half, I thought he was better than he was in the second half. For a lot of the game, he was around 5 yards a carry. But even when he had those 5 yards per carry, it just didn't feel like he was dominating in a way so many teams have this year against the Bills. Going into the game, 4 teams had over 200 yards, 11 teams had over 100 yards against the Bills, and the Eagles were not able to do that. So that was disappointing. And, you know, I think Nick knows that he didn't do a good enough job offensively. So here's Nick Sirianni talking about the fall off on the offense in the second half.
To talk back off Jeff's question, if not predictable, it's maybe conservative, especially given, you know, that you lost a couple of 2-score leads in the fourth quarter earlier in the season against Denver and Dallas. Do you think it was too conservative at the end of the game?
Like I said, I need to do a better job there in that second half. I didn't do a good enough job. So I'm always going to look at myself first and foremost. I got to look at it. I got to look at the tape. We weren't in a mode of saying, hey, 13-0 is enough. Not against this quarterback, not against this offense. And so I don't think our mindset was ever that. I got to do a better job there in that scenario. And, I'll put that on myself.
Yeah, I mean, it was a dramatic fall off in the second half. And again, like Tucker said in the postgame pod to me and him did, like if we did a podcast at halftime of the game, I think we would have felt good about where the team was at. 13 points, if you say they're on pace for roughly 26 or exactly 26, maybe they get to 30. The offense was moving the ball. They were dominating Buffalo. The defense had a shutout. Like they were on the way to having a great game, but they didn't end up having a great game. Jalen Hurts ends the game 13-27, only 110 yards passing, 1 touchdown, a passer rating of 71. And in the second half, he didn't complete a single pass. And this is according to Robert Mays, but it's via True Media Sports. There have been 10 games this year where a team has had fewer than 5 passing yards in a half. The Eagles have had 3 of them. So this is becoming a pattern with the team where they don't just fall off in the second half. They take a dramatic dip in the second half. And like, why could that be, right? So Jordan Mailata talked after the game and he said, you know, it's a tale of two halves. We beat them in the first half. They beat us in the second half. You know, mentioned the offense needed to be better in the second half, maybe making some adjustments. I don't think he meant that from a coaching perspective. I think he just meant as a whole, the offense didn't do a good job adjusting to what the defense was doing. But no question about it, the offense in the second half was a concern. And I think that's where you kind of feel like going into the playoffs, because at this point, that's really what this is all about. It's all about going into the playoffs. You think, can they survive like this, right? Can they win games like this? And it's tough to say no to that, because for a couple reasons. One, we've seen them do it at an unreal rate throughout Nick's time as the head coach. And now with another win, Nick Sirianni at this point has tied Don Shula for the third most wins by a head coach during their first 5 seasons with the team. He's behind only Tony Dungy and George Seifert. So he's won like this quite a bit. And you'll say, well, the offense was better in some years. That's true. The offense last year was better, but they also ran the ball. They ran the ball better last year, but they won in a somewhat similar fashion. Like they won close games. They didn't turn the ball over. Their defense kept them in games. In the playoffs is really where their offense took off. So they do have a long track record of winning this way. In fact, including the playoffs, the Eagles have logged the best winning percentage in the NFL dating back to 2022, winning almost 75% of their games, including a 29-8 mark since the start of 2024. Since the beginning of last year, they're 29-8. So me and you can sit in this pod every time they after they win a game and say, they can't win this way. It's going to come back to bite them. It just hasn't yet. It just simply has not come back to bite them yet. So while I do think the offense needs to play better, and I do think the running game was disappointing, and the passing game wasn't great, they have a knack for finding ways to win. And you know who doesn't have a knack for doing that? The Buffalo Bills. Because the Buffalo Bills lose games because of reasons like you saw today, or you know, you saw on Sunday. Missed passes by Josh Allen, right? Like, that was a wide open throw, there to be won, just didn't make it, just didn't make the throw. And turnovers. Like, Allen's been better with turnovers this year, but we saw in today in the game, the critical turnover leading to a touchdown was a big part of the game. So the offense needs to be better, but I still think they deserve credit for not making the crucial mistake, and I still think they deserve credit for, like, doing enough to win. And I know that sounds like I'm, you know, making excuses for them, but when you go into Buffalo and you beat a Bills team that you were an underdog to you know, you were underdog against, I picked them to lose the game. A lot of people thought they would lose the game. You got to give them credit when they win the game. So wanted to kind of start the daily pod with that because I thought it was maybe a little overly negative on the initial postgame pod. But one thing there's definitely reason to be positive about is the defense. So on the other side, we're going to talk about the defensive performance and really the addition of Jalen Carter back to the team. So that'll be on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors.
This message may be shocking to many millennials. If you are one, you might want to sit down. Right now, loads of people are searching the following on Depop: low-rise jeans, halter top, velour tracksuit, puka shell necklace, disc belt. You likely placed these in the dark of your closet in 2004, never to be seen again. But if you can find it in yourself to dust them off, there are a lot of people who will give you money for them. Sell on Depop, where taste recognizes taste.
So good, so good, so good.
New year, new gear. Thousands of fresh active styles are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. Save on top brands like Nike, Puma, and Free People, starting at just $35.
How did I not know Rack has Adidas?
There's always something new.
Plus, join the Nordy Club to shop new arrivals first, unlock exclusive discounts, and more. Great brands, great prices. That's why you Rack.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
So, the defense for 55 minutes absolutely shuts down the Buffalo Bills. The Bills only score their two touchdowns, the last one coming with 5:11, or sorry, the first one with 5:11 to play, then with 5 seconds to go, Josh Allen runs in a touchdown, and they did get lucky. Like, Khalil Shakir was open in that on that play. Josh Allen flat out missed him. So the defense almost blew it too. But it would have been hard to pin it on the defense when the offense did so little throughout the game. But we got on the offense. We know they weren't good enough. Let's talk about how good the defense was. And to hold the Bills to 12 points, that's pretty crazy. If you look at Josh Allen's career, in fact, he's only been shut out one time in his career, which certainly is not, you know, they didn't shut him out. Like, that did not happen. But for a lot of the games, it looked like they were going to. But to hold the Bills and Josh Allen to only 12 points, I mean, you look in Josh Allen's career, he really has not been held under 12 many times. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, not great podcasting, 5, 6, 7 or, you know, like 5 or 6 times in his career has he been held to the point total that they held him to. So how did they do it? Well, the first way they did it was shutting down the running game. The Bills have maybe the best running attack in the NFL. They held James Cook to 74 yards running the ball, only 3.5 yards per carry. Josh Allen gets 27 yards, certainly kept him in check. And the Bills could not move the ball on the ground. And when the Bills can't move the ball on the ground, you see how much they struggle because they don't have great receivers. Brandon Cooks surprisingly had a big game, had that big 50-yard catch that really hurt them. But outside of that, they did a good job containing the Bills. And I think they did it in most part, because of their defensive line. So the defense, outstanding on Sunday. And, you know, I think the offense knows that the defense really helped carry them to this win. So afterwards, even the offensive players were talking about how good the defense was. And I think that's partially, like I just said, because of Jalen Carter. So Jalen Carter returns to the team and has an outstanding game. He makes a massive play where he blocks the extra point. He has a sack in the game. And I had said prior to the game that I thought that Jalen Carter coming back would be like a bonus, but not a necessity, because the defensive line had played so well already. And I think there was a little bit of that shown in this game. Like Jalix Hunt was awesome. Jalen Phillips had a good game. Moro Jomo had a good game. I mean, just go down the line. Pat Gallen of CBS Sports said it was like a roll call of players on defense. And it's true. Jalix Hunt, 2 sacks. Jalen Phillips had a sack. Moro Jomo had a sack. Jalen Carter also has the sack. And I think with Jalen Carter back on the team, you can see how he's going to change this defense. He takes them from a great defense, probably an elite defense even without him, to maybe the best defense in the NFL, and a defense that made Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills look like Kenny Pickett and the Raiders for a lot of this game. So I asked Jalen Carter, do you feel the team is playing their best defense right now at the right time? And what is, you know, adding you back to it? Like, what does that do to the defense? And here's what Jalen Carter had to say.
Like, we are getting better every week. You know, this is what the goal is, to get better every week. And that's pretty much the goal. Just get better every week. We don't want to go downhill. We want to just keep going up. And the 3 weeks I've been out, I've been seeing the guys just go up. The sack's been going up. The pressure rate, everything. So shout out to the D-line. Shout out to everybody, the whole defense.
So just think about what they're going to have on defense right now. Quinion's playing unbelievable. Cooper DeJean's playing unbelievable. Reed Blankenship, huge hit on Sunday. And then the defensive line is absolutely dominating. And when you add Jalen Carter back to it, the number one reason to believe in this team heading into the postseason is the defense. Because as good as the Rams' offense is, as good as the Niners' offense is, as good as the Bears can be, if the defense plays like this and holds team under 20 points or, you know, 17, whatever it is, the Eagles are going to go to the Super Bowl. If the offense takes care of the ball and the defense holds teams to around 20 points, the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. So as much as the way it looked on Sunday wasn't pretty, and as much as we know the offense has to be better, they still have an elite side of the ball. And if you have an elite side of the ball, you can go to the Super Bowl. So I think you should feel good about where this team is at. We'll see what they do on Sunday. We'll see what the playoff matchup is. But I think we're once again set for a deep playoff run with lots of daily pods. And isn't that really what it is all about? So go out, enjoy your Monday. This was a short one, but we'll have plenty more for you throughout the week as we talk about the Eagles playoffs that are right around the corner. So thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you to everybody that came to Buffalo. It was so awesome seeing all of you. It was so much fun. The night before was awesome. The time I got to spend the tailgate was awesome. I know James said he had a ton of fun at the game hanging with people. So everyone that came out to our yearly trip, it was a ton of fun. Can't wait till next year. And the Eagles now 2-1 on our trip. So maybe we'll have to pick a tough game so they can go out and win that one. But they win tough games all the time, whether we are there or not. So that'll do it for the Daily Pod. Until then, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Go Bears!
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.